All right, let's give it a minute. Oh,
holy shit. You started already.
Yeah, I started it, and I'm like, I'm going to give it a minute. And immediately, yeah, there's like 100 people in there. Yes.
Oh, that was quick.
Hello.
Hello.
Kikariki.
Kikariki. I'm talking
to Mexicana. No. Konbanwa. Annyeonghaseyo. Buenos dias.
Buenos noches.
Guten Tag.
Guten Morgen.
Anything else in other languages? Nihao. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bon bijou.
That is not a real language, but okay.
excuse me, bijou language is a real language. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, wait, let me retweet it too, so they don't think
please
that...
Please do that, yes.
So the jailbirds aren't like, did you just...
Hello, everybody coming in.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I want also Japanese people to listen today, so I might be talking more in Japanese, because they, I think they would enjoy our experience of POV. 日本人もいっぱい来てください。日本語ちょっと喋るから。マジで、おいでください。温泉行ったから。Oh yeah, right. Okay, so we're looking at Narissa's waiting room on YouTube. We're checking the chat. Narissa の YouTube の方で、チャットルームがあるから、ぜひそれ使ってください。Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. ちょっと待って。
Let me pin here the live room.
Okay.
So that if anyone comes in and they're like, where is this happening?
ちょっと待ってよ。This is gonna be short, by the way.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
And Narissa was worried what my definition of short is because I stream for so long usually. Let me tell you. My definitions for a short space and a short stream are very different.
Yes, okay.
Short streams for me are 3 to 4 hours. I think I made this whole like list before. I don't know if it's still accurate to what I said before. Short stream is 3 to 4 hours. Middle length stream is 4 to 6 hours. A long stream is 7 to 12 hours. No, 7 to 10 hours, and like an insane stream is more than that. I don't know, is that accurate to what I said before? No, this will be maximum 30 minutes because we're tired.
Yeah, sleepy. We had a long day. I streamed. And then
very long from my standards.
A normal length from my standards. And then I immediately...
What's a short stream for you?
1 hour would be a short stream.
What's a long stream for you?
If we're looking at my Baldur's Gate stream, 11 hours.
That was a rare Narissa.
I need to really like something to, you know.
You were so crazy about Baldur's Gate.
I'm still crazy about it. I have like... a painting of Starion in my room.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like...
Baldur's Gate is the only game so far that I've noticed you were like absolutely... the most infatuated ever.
I played Stardew Valley a bit too, but I finished the first year and then I was like, I should take a little break and wait till I'm really longing to play it again.
Huh? I say A, you say B, guys. I just want to see how far behind you are. Nerissa-chan は2回目の来日ですね。
Rainichi?
Rainichi is like the word for coming to Japan. For kind of for a foreigner. Ah, there we go. B, okay. Because you guys were kind of replying late to some things and made me feel weird.
My internet's just bad, apparently.
Okay.
Was I cute today? I dressed up cute just for Kiana.
You were. You're cute.
So sweet.
Yeah, but she's wearing extra cute clothes. Kind of. Weeby clothes, but
weeb. They're not weeby.
I mean,
it's original design. It's not even based on an anime.
But it's like a sailor.
Because it's cute.
Yeah, it's kind of weeby. It's cute. That's not a bad thing.
Sorry, we can't all be chic like you.
I'm not particularly chic. I used to wear more stuff like that in the past.
Yeah, I just like this because it's cute.
I feel like those buttons on your...
Oh, they're very fake looking.
No, I feel like they're really common, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I have them on my clothes somewhere, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't like them because they feel too plasticky. Mm. I wish they were real buttons, like real like metal at least, or like...
Wow.
I'd even go for a cheap metal.
Where did you buy this?
It's an original work. Not by me, though, but obviously. You mean
like, some, like from Etsy or something?
Yeah. Like one of those Twitter people who like makes their own like clothing brand stuff. I'm supporting small business owners.
Like, yeah, it is. The
details, the embroidery. Smooth. Yeah, it's 100% cotton.
But let's stop talking about something.
Okay, yes. They can't anyway.
And be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Today.
温泉どうだった? So, 温泉に行ったこと話します. Right? We went to
an onsen.
Yes.
It was very nice. It was so
relaxing.
It was
your first time, right?
Mm-hmm. It was my second time, technically.
I told me. And but, it was also kind of my second time.
Yeah.
Public E1.
She was very nervous.
I was so nervous.
I got nervous, but only because she was there. And because she was so nervous, it made me nervous. I was like
cool. I wanted to just First of all, the rules make me nervous.
Mm.
But then also, just people being naked around me, walking around naked so much, just makes me also nervous. Yeah. And I was trying to, like, not look at people, but I still
noticed. It's impossible not to.
I feel like Japanese people, they just don't look at each other, like, because they're used to it. But they definitely looked at us. I noticed looks.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not mean looks or anything, but, like, they're curious looks, and I don't want... I'm especially don't want to be looked at, though, because I'm really fucking self-conscious about it already. Stop looking at me!
Well, if you just stop caring, it becomes easier.
Mm.
I glance at people, too, not like a staring, but, you know, just, like, because I'm looking around.
Mm.
I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
it just happened.
There's a butt.
They, like, purposefully looked at us.
We're...
Two white girls.
I mean, we stick out a little bit.
Mm. うちら温泉行ったんですけど、さすがに結構日本人の方になんか見られてて、もうすでにそれ見られなくても緊張するのに、見られちゃうとちょっともっと緊張する。 Yes. Can you blame them?
Yeah, we're kind of sexy. Like, I'd stare too. But
how do you know I'm sexy?
Because I've seen you in a swimsuit. We're in the Maldives together.
I still have your butt pictures on my phone.
You never gave them to me.
I didn't?
Mm. You didn't give me my butt photos.
Sure? I feel like I sent them to you. There were just too many pictures.
Yeah, there were just too many.
Maybe they did. Maybe
did
they
you tell them you took that? I don't remember.
No.
They're probably like, what are you talking about?
we took body positive pictures of
it. Yeah. Well, I was like, wait a minute. There's like a perfect step. And I was like, I need to know what my ass looks like from this angle. Can you take a picture for me?
It's one leg up on this, like, it's like a big stair. Like,
What do you... Ledge. It's like they're a really, really obnoxiously shallow pool.
Yeah.
First but then
it's shallow, but then it goes like
boom. Yeah, it would dip down. So
I put your leg up there.
I was like, tell me if my ass looks good. Just take a picture of it.
And I'm like, yes. It's like a shit ton of pictures. I'm not just like one person who takes one picture and says, here, there you go.
I
take like 50 pictures so that I get your ass.
Kiana just has a ton of pictures of my ass on her phone.
But normally, like I would feel really awkward to, like, take pictures like that.
Mm.
Like, cause it seems like such a, like,
it's
influencer thing. In your swimsuit, posing sexy in a public pool. I'm like, that's fucking embarrassing. But in that moment, I was like, yeah, girl, it's not me who's like, posing, so let's go.
Yeah, that's not, like, they're just for me. Because I want to look at my own butt, you know?
They're just having fun.
Sometimes, you just need to stare at yourself.
Well, very
important.
Anyway, that's not the onsen.
Yeah, onsen.
Sumimasen. Onsen no koto hanashimasu. Let's talk about onsen. So, Narissa told me that she wants to go to an onsen. And then you even sent me some places that you were looking into.
Yeah. And then and she wasn't interested in any of that.
No, that's not true. I gave you a counter offer, but you also didn't react to that. And then we were like set on doing something after your stream.
Yeah.
But yesterday and today, you kept on not telling me where we're actually going. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'm gonna decide while you're streaming, and then we're gonna go where I decided we're going. So we went to an onsen
that was fine by me, because I made the incorrect assumptions. I was like, because you didn't ask me, to be fair, until today during my stream when you told me. You weren't like, oh, by the way. So I was like, oh, I incorrectly assumed. I was like, oh, you know, we kind of talked about it, but we'll probably just pick something when we hang out. Then she's like,
no, but like when I gave you the counter offer, you also ended up not really deciding anything.
I feel like I said, that one kind of looks a little, because it was more of like a pool. And I was like,
massages too. But you also didn't turn it down. And you also didn't choose anything your options.
That was me politely turning it down.
Wow. Okay.
That was one of those, what is the way that Japanese people say something? It's a bit much without like actually, well, that sounds really,
okay.
And very indirect. I know, I'm sorry. I need to get better at being more direct.
No, it's fine. It's just like, you didn't choose anything. So I had to choose it for
you. Yeah, but then she sent me one and she's like, we're going here. And I was like, oh, this looks great. And I was like, it worked out somehow. Because it's Kiara. Very reliable senpai.
Yeah. So I think I found a good place.
No, it was really nice.
Yeah, like I went for like lists of onsens and like the really nice ones are like obviously more outside of Tokyo, and like maybe even with a hotel and you want to stay over and all that. So I feel like most of the onsens in Tokyo are like kind of just like, how to say, it's really just for the purpose of bathing there, not really so much for the aesthetics. But I found one that's like pretty like aesthetically pleasing too.
Yeah,
and had a restaurant as well. And they would have had massages, but we were too late for it. And they had even a normal pool that you could have used. So overall, it looked nice. And especially the outside one had like a nice like stone arrangement.
Yeah,
and the trees. Sexy. Yeah, there were some blooming trees.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. So we went on our way. Oh, actually, we had lunch with Ame.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Ame, I stared at her so much because she looked cuter than ever.
She's so adorable.
I mean, you met her for the first time, but I felt like she became even cuter. She's so cute.
I love cute girls.
Yeah. So, how was your feeling meeting Ame for the first time?
Nervous. I think meeting
Ame.
I think meeting anyone for the first time, you know, is nerve-wracking.
The Ame screams. So, Nerissa-chan to Ame-chan ga hajimete atta no. 3人 de shokuji shite 2人 no hajimete no deai deshita. Yes. Dozo.
Dozo.
Dozo. Continue. Oh, no, in English continue.
She's very cute. Obviously a little nervous because I'm like, oh, I'm in the presence of an adorable girl.
Nerissa always, like, she's always to me, like, to me, she always says stuff like, oh, I want to talk to people, but I don't know, I think they all hate me, or I don't know how to talk to them, and like, and I'm like, girl, they don't hate you, like, why would they hate you? Like,
I'm just always scared. It's my anxiety, man.
And even the ones you never talk to, they would probably love to get to know you, so like, just go for it. Just tell them.
Be They'd like, be will happy. You be? Will you be my bestie?
Maybe not like that, but just like, I am in Japan, 日本 ni iru kara. もしよかったら, please meet me. Please.
But yeah, I keep on pushing her to just like talk to people.
But yeah, So we met Ame, we were chilling with Ame. I was offering her, while knowing that I feel like she's not the type for onsen, I was offering her to join us. But as expected, she...
She said no.
She was like, no. Nope. I'm like, yeah, that's expected. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, onsen's not for everybody, so yeah, I get in.
I mean, it's also not for me.
Yeah, but you still had a good time, right? What is that response?
I wish there was no other people there besides me and perhaps you. Ideally, perhaps. Just me. Ideally, just me.
But we have fun together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It was like, yeah. It was
a bonding moment.
Oh.
It was a bonding moment. Oh. I'm sure you looked at my boobs at least once while I wasn't looking.
No, not while you weren't looking. I mean, I didn't do it like in a sneaky way. No.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
anyway, sure.
Anyway,
yeah, change the subject.
そう、アメちゃんも温泉どうですかって聞いたけど、アメちゃんは、まあ、ちょっとそういうの苦手そうだなと思ったら、さすがに断られました。So, no, Ame? Yeah. Then we went on our train ride. Took a while. Then we were there. And then, yeah, we took off our shoes. And then we put the shoes in the locker. And then we go and buy a ticket. And I'm like...Sumimasen, we are onsen amateurs. Please explain everything to me so I do not insult anybody. I want to be very careful. And she was so nice.
Yeah.
Everybody was so nice. Everybody who I talked to. And yeah, they gave us some English information, like an English pamphlet.
Yeah.
And I think that's also the reason why this onsen was a good choice, because I don't think every onsen, like,
definitely
has, like,
not
English stuff there, yeah. Yeah. So, yes. Sumimasen works so well with Japanese people. Always just sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
Nerissa be like, in the restaurant...I told her to just say sumimasen when she wants more water in her cup. So she's like,
sumimasen.
And then he's like, kashikomarimashita. Gets the water, pours water. Nice.
It was very nice. Because I was like, oh, I'm so thirsty. She was making fun of me because she's like, usually you drink so much water. I don't think you've had like any today. Are you
totally
okay?
I forgot about it because up until that time in the restaurant, you were just like taking in...So to say normal amounts of water, normal as, like, mm-hmm. as much as me, if anything, or even less. Because you didn't even want a drink in the train.
I don't know. I realized because yesterday I drank a lot while walking, but then I remembered, I was like, I'm pretty sure that's kind of taboo. Like, is it?
Yeah.
Or is it eating while walking?
Eating, yeah.
But drinking
but
is okay.
That, I try to follow, like, the taboos, but I feel like the eating in public taboo is not...So strict. Depends on what you're eating, maybe. But yeah, if you're like, if you have no time to eat breakfast,
no one's like, gonna be
normally,
mad at you.
And you're in a hurry, but you're freaking hungry. If you gotta eat, then you gotta eat. As long as you don't do it in the train. In the train, I would never do that.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't get through this all.
Yeah, because like, I remember like, wait a second. First day in the Maldives. But are you okay? You're not drinking anything. Are you daijoubu?
I'm thirsty right
You're
now.
You're gonna die.
But I don't want to drink, you know? Maybe I'm dying.
You're dying. Oh, no.
It's over.
But wait, we're at the restaurant. We shouldn't be at the restaurant. Okay, so we went in. The moment we walk in, there's already so many naked people. Hadaka no hito ga ippai de. Yabai. Aseru. Kinchou suru.You know, there's some, older people, younger people, all kinds of people, but...
No kids.
No kids.
Thank God.
Yeah. And I just have to say this because it's, like, it's so crazy, like, how you can see... I feel like all Japanese people are thin.
Oh.
No problem with being thicker, but they're all thin. They're all thin. Wow. Yeah. And yeah, so we were changing our clothes or like getting out of them. And then we started our ritual, trying our best to follow all the rules, all the etiquettes.
I was actually kind of surprised because I've been to a Korean bathhouse that is pretty much the exact same.As that. So I was like, oh, this is very familiar to me. So I actually the whole time was like, oh yeah. So it was when we were done with the baths, we can go back to the baths in a bit, but it was kind of a funny interaction.
3% obesity in Japan.
That makes sense.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
She was like, oh, when we go to the restaurant, maybe we should change out of the clothes they provided into our regular clothes. I was like, no, that's why they gave us the clothes, so we can wear them.
Oh, you're just flexing something you were right with, but in the end, with the bag, I was right.
Yeah, in the end, then later, she had a moment.
Well, no, but I was just thinking, like, maybe the restaurant is actually a little bit more secluded, like, so that you can, like, if it was a restaurant that's just attached to it, but people also use it even if they don't go in there, I thought then there's probably people who are in normal clothes there. So maybe we should be there in normal clothes too. But it was like pretty much like part of the whole thing. So everybody was there, in the cute outfits.
Yes.
Which were not yukatas.
Thank goodness.
Like cute,
little like pants. We looked like...
Yeah, there's a name for it. I wore it at a festival before. Mm. It was summer festival. What were they called? あれなんだっけ? あの、浴衣じゃなくて、なんかズボンがある方の、なんか温泉服って、なんつんだっけ? It's so cute. And it was comfy.
It was comfy.
And light. And pink!
Mm-hmm. I love pink.
Pink for us. The chat is slow. They're listening. Jinbei! So, Jinbei! Jinbei! No, Jinbei. It was Jinbei. The type of clothing was called Jinbei. Yeah, so there were several baths. There was one that was, like, carbonated.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't that into it.
It was prickly. Mm-hmm. I felt it. I liked it, though.
Yeah.
You know, so it was supposed to... Something with your blood pressure, right?
It was supposed to make your skin smooth, too.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta be in that water a lot.
Yeah, like every day.
なんか温泉の風呂は、なんか炭酸っぽい風呂があったのと、普通の温泉のやつと、外にあったやつと、もう一つあったかな? Wait, so there was the normal hot spring one? The outside one.
The outer one was also a hot spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the carbonated one. Was there another one? No, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And then we also tried the normal dry sauna, which was 90 degrees Celsius.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the steam sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where an incident occurred that we broke our etiquette.
Okay, but it wasn't our fault.
It wasn't our fault.
A translation error on the rules in English.
Yeah, I told them afterwards.
Yeah.
So in the steam room, you're supposed to. This is the same in Austria, basically. Because the steam room, like, it gets really wet. Everything's wet.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to put like a towel where you're going to sit. But the outside sign says the explanation in Japanese and English. And the English one says, do not bring any towels inside this steam room sauna. But in Japanese, it said, do not bring the bath towel, that basically the one that you're given to just to dry yourself generally. Mm-hmm. Don't bring that one inside. But they were like separate towels that were just for the saunas, basically. And it was like implying... You can bring those, but don't bring the bath towels, you know?
Yeah.
And I only just read the English one, so I didn't notice at first. But then we went in about the towels, and we just, with our bare asses, sat down on the wet surface of the stone. And there were three other Japanese people in there chilling. And I noticed, well, they have towels, not... They even had some of the bath towels
they
there.
They're like, I don't care.
But they were also sitting on those towels under their butt. So then I was like, wait a second. So I go outside and then I read the sign again and I read the Japanese part. I'm like, oh, chotto matte. And then we got our towels and we got back in. And I was like, damn it. The Japanese people saw how the two foreigners fucked up. And they must be judging us like, these foreigners.
Who cares?
I hope they weren't judging us.
It doesn't even matter.
But I realized pretty fast and I corrected the mistake pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like, they, like, we and they, like, everybody just rinses the stone really quickly with water before they leave. So, I mean...
Yeah.
We
we have some big idea, you know?
And we also like showered before entering too.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
Yeah, it was so nice.
そう、なんかちょっと頑張ってルールを守ろうとしてたのに、なんか一回ミスして、なんかスチームのサウナに入った時に、その外側に、あの、英語で説明書いてあったんだけど、日本語でもね、英語の説明がちょっと違くて、タオル全部持ち込まないでくださいって書いてあったの、英語で。でも日本語でバスタオルだけ持ち込まないでくださいって書いてあったから、あ、じゃあバス、タオル全部なしなのかって思いながら入ってみたら、入って座ったら裸でね、他の人をタオルの上に座ってたから、あ、やべってミスに気づいて、バスタオルだけが NG で、あの、座る用のタオルは OK だったんだなってちょっと焦って、あ、日本人、うちらの外国人のことなんか悪く思ってないかなって、なんかバカ外人って思ってないかな。But that's it. Pretty much the only thing we fucked up, maybe.
We're very good.
Yeah. We were just, I think, I don't know about you, but I personally felt like super awkward the whole time, like running around. Like also, like we were trying to like cover ourselves when we were moving around.
I only felt awkward because you were being so awkward.
Shut up! I
usually do not care at all. I'm just like,
but
living
you were covering
life.
Yourself.
That's
too.
Because I was. You were making me feel so weird about
Why?
It.
But then later so on, I cared a little bit less. Later
yeah,
on.
It got better as it went.
Mm.
But sometimes it's a little weird when you're with someone who's like, you can tell it's uncomfortable because they're like, oh no, I don't want to make them uncomfortable. I have to cover up.
No. 日本人でも間違うやつだよ。マジか。でもね、あの、最後に受付に、外国人よく来ますかって聞いたら、うんって言ってたから、あ、じゃあ、あの、これ、あの、直した方がいいかもしれないって教えてあげました。
え？
I just said that, because Japanese person said, it's probably fine. And I said, oh, but like, I told the reception at the end, like, I asked first, is there like a lot of foreigners coming here? And they're like, oh yeah, actually, like, especially recently, there's a lot of foreigners coming.I'm like, okay, then maybe you should fix this thing, because like people are gonna probably do the same mistake as us. So
yeah.
I explained to them, and they were like, I was just talking to one staff there, like trying to like not make a big fuss about it, because I don't want to seem like I'm complaining like a Karen.
Yeah.
I just want to like for other foreigners, like because I was feeling so nervous about not fucking up.
Yeah,
I didn't want like other foreigners to like, you know,
yeah,
be stressed about it.
Yeah,
like, or not even realize and then.
Accidentally
you know.
Break an etiquette rule.
Yeah. So I told them, and then I'll tell one staff, and the more I'm talking, there's like suddenly six staff members around, and all listening. They all look so
very
curious.
Intently
yeah.
listening to you.
Oh, like they. I feel like they were almost worried that they fucked up something, and then that I'm like complaining about them. But no.
Very nice. It was a good onsen.
Yeah, it was really nice. I liked it too.
It was good.
It was pretty crowded, but that was okay.
Well, I hope you had a good time with me.
Your second
onsen.
I was very concerned with Narissa's health.
Why?
She's been bleeding so much, guys, for no reason.
Okay, wait. You need to give them more context, because that sounds like it could be a variety of things.
Yeah, well, you give them context, please.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I was itching my leg, and suddenly I felt something wet. And so I looked at my hand, and somehow, I don't even know how, because again, I was itching my leg. And as you guys know, I have no hair on my legs. So
Why was it itchy then? Just kidding.
Because of where the pant was sitting on my calf. Mm. So I was itching it. And
still
then, like, it somehow managed to cut open a tiny sliver on my finger, and I was like...
Oh, two fingers though, right?
No,
they were both bleeding at some point.
No, blood just got on the other one.
Oh, okay.
But so, it started bleeding, and usually, you know, like, it bleeds for a few minutes, and then it clears up, but like, it just kept... I'd suck out the blood, and then I'd put some pressure on it, and then I'd leave it alone, and no blood would come out for a little bit, until it did, and then it would just, like, start gushing, and I was like, huh? So I kept repeating that process, and I was like, we need to go, because this is unsanitary, and I feel really bad that I'm just bleeding in the restaurant. So embarrassing.
How long are your nails? Her nails are short.
Yeah, right now they're pretty short. I had to cut them down.
And also, like, if anything, her leg should be bleeding, because she was snitching her leg. But then your finger started bleeding. So I went to the staff and I asked for a Band-Aid for Nerissa.
Yeah, they very kindly provided me with one.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you.
You're welcome.
You've made my life enriched.
Help me, guys.
She's staring at me like I'm like a serial killer or something.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like onsen, I would like it way more if I were able to use it alone. So
we gotta go to a ryokan at some point.
Yeah, but even then, like, when usually the only thing you get to use alone is like a small bathtub outside, which is nice, but like I want the bigger baths to be available to me as well.
I mean, yeah, but
but like those usually they have like the thing on your balcony or whatever, the bathtub outside, but they also have like the bigger baths, but those are shared. No, but I want those for myself.
I understand.
But the good thing is like sometimes there's like less popular ones. Like when I went with Callie, we went to the least popular bath they had in the hotel premises. And we were pretty much alone immediately for like half an hour, and then we left. Yeah. 貸し切りしたい。そう、私、温泉好きなんだけど、人がいて恥ずかしいから、正直、そこなんだよな。だから、貸し切りしたい。 Yeah, well, Callie's an onsen expert. She really loves onsen. Yeah, she doesn't give a shit about, you know, the naked aspect and other people being naked.
It's just a body.
Yeah, I was trying to, actually, before we went, I was also like, telling that to myself and my brain, like, it's just a body. We're all just...
Think of it. We're all born naked.
And it's not like, I don't have a bad body. I've got, like, an okay body. So, like, you know, it's
yeah.
Like... Yeah, but still, I still don't want... If... I feel like it's actually normal to be... Like, because you don't just walk around outside and show everybody comfortably... Outside, you. But then in an onsen, it's suddenly okay.
In a place with all women, yeah. I wouldn't go around and walk on the road, but like in an environment where you paid money and understand what you're getting yourself into, yeah. Okay. It's like going to a nude beach and then being like, oh, why is everyone naked? You know, oh, I can't stand. Just don't go to the nude beach, you know.
Yeah, but I still do feel uncomfortable with it.
Well, I guess we'll just have to be naked around each other more.
Yeah, but then I'm just comfortable around you.
That's all you need to be comfortable with. Because I'm the one
also, by the way, she just winked at me while she said that.
So you said that I was joking with you.
Oh, guys, I need to also, like, I feel like I need to draw this for you guys to understand. But there's something that made me laugh so much.
What?
And I want, like, maybe a fan artist to draw it.
What was it?
We were in the train on the way to the onsen. And it was like really crowded. I think it was Nerissa's maybe first time in like a main densha. Nerissa no hajimete no main densha mo norimashita yo. It was so crowded, and
very crowded.
Nerissa was like, we were standing in like the door section in the middle of the train, and like she was holding a rail that was up pretty high, and from my perspective. I will draw this so you guys can maybe imagine better. From my perspective, because Nerissa is obviously taller than me, so I was looking up to her, and she was, like, holding... I was, like, on the side of her. So right in front of me was her arm reaching up. Behind the arm was her head, obviously. And behind her head, I saw another arm sticking out... Also holding onto a rail, and to me it looked like she was holding onto the rails up there with both of her arms, and I really perceived it as her arm. But then I, like, 1 second later, I realized, oh, it's not her arm, but it really looks like it's her arm, but it's really hairy, like male hairy, and different clothes too.
Yeah.
But like even after I realized that, it still looked like it's like part of your body to me, because just the angle and the POV, like everything was like. What's the word? Optical illusion.
Yeah, it was lined up perfectly.
Perfect up, even though it was another left hand, even though it should have been a right hand, but still it was so perfect. It looks so funny because it is a different hand, but it's your hand.
Yeah.
I know.
And I have nice, beautiful...
Your hands are so shiny.
Eh?
Shiny.
Yeah, yours are too.
You can look at your hands.
What are you looking at my hands for, bro?
I've recently been concerned about my hands, so.
What?
What? No, it's okay. There is some arm hair cropped.
Yes. I don't have any arm hair.
Yeah, but no, your other hand does.
No, it doesn't.
No, the other hand.
What other hand?
The other hand from the stranger, which is now yours.
No. Their clothes, it's so funny because their clothes were completely different.
Yeah.
So, I think our undershirts were both blue. So, by our wrist, it was both blue.
It was really just the angle.
Mm-hmm. But he was wearing a green coat, and I was not.
I know, but it's really just the angle. It looks just perfectly like your arm.
Mm-hmm. She just wants me to have a hairy, manly arm, apparently.
No. But it was first just funny to me that you're holding on with both arms, reaching up so high, trying your best.
I was making myself stable for you because she was leaning on me instead of grabbing onto anything.
Yeah.
So every time the train started, she would just lean into me and I was like, oh.
That's just because, like, for once, having the luxury in a full Mayan Densha train that you, like, you're so close to everybody, but for once it doesn't matter with this person in front of you because, you know, you know them. So you can just, you know, cuddle. Yeah.
Cuddle?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not that I mind it, mind you.
Mm.
Yeah. It was fun. I had a good time today.
I am glad I could make your onsen wish happen, even though I don't like onsen.
Thank you. And it's even more special because it was with you specifically.
Thank you.
My princess.
Onsen desu ne. Onsen monogatari deshita. So desu ne. Nihonjin no minasan. この脱線よ、楽しんでもらえたでしょうか。ネリサちゃんが温泉に行きたかったから連れて行きました。私苦手なのに。Yes. So, tomorrow, I will have the white day stream at 12 p.m. noon. Noon is p.m. 12, right?
Yeah.
12 p.m. noon.
JST
on the 14th, and there will also be a small reveal of something there. And Nerissa will probably call in.
Probably. I need to find my stuff. I need to find my material because I'm not good at doing things on the spot.
And I have a few other people calling in, so that will be nice. And then in the evening, we will have a full myth.No, never mind. It's not full. Things changed. scheduling is sometimes a difficult situation. Muzukashi. It's not full myth. It is almost full myth. Off collab karaoke stream. Basically, myth minus gubidipa. Sorry, guys. And yeah, we're gonna do karaoke.As per my suggestion, it's gonna be archived because we're gonna be singing whole live songs. And I was like thinking of like kind of shuffling us around, like pairing each other up and then shuffling us around. Like one person sings with this person sings with that person. So now I'm trying to figure out because it was kind of spontaneous to do this. I'm figuring out.Who's gonna sing what? Who can sing what? Yeah. But I'll put up the reservation probably tomorrow for that. But I'll try to get Gemma to set up my white day stream before I go to sleep. Because I don't have my laptop with me. And I could probably do it on the iPad if I log in.
Sounds like trouble.
Yeah, because I don't have Discord on the iPad either, and I need to download the thumbnail. So I'll ask Gemma to do it. Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. Yay! Nerissa, are you doing something tomorrow?
No.
Where people be able to hear you?
I'm not sure yet. Obviously, everything I'm doing here is pretty spontaneous. So, unless I do a Twitter space, which will depend on when I get back and how I'm feeling.
Oh, but you will hear her in my stream.
Yes. Hopefully. Yes, most definitely.
You will, you will.
Yeah. So, maybe don't hold out for me, but if so, I'll make a tweet. I'll try to make it a little...
I will hold out for you.
Oh, I'm glad somebody believes
in me. I will not end my stream until you call in.
Okay. I meant them for me doing a Twitter space.
But... Okay.
You don't need to think that I was calling at you. but yeah, otherwise, that'll be pretty relaxed. You guys could probably, my beloved jailbirds, can just spend time with Kiara tomorrow. Forget about me for a moment, I guess. But yeah, I'll be excited to tell you about it.
Why would they forget about you? Just because you're not streaming doesn't mean they're forgetting about you. They always think of you.
Really?
Mm.
Oh my god.
Mm.
Insane.
Mm.
I'm always thinking about them too, so perfect.
Brain full of Nerissa and Wawa.
But yes, let's go to sleep. I'm so tired.
I'm also tired. But I just want to say I'm so jet lagged, guys. Because I was in Austria like for 24 hours only. And I've noticed for the first time jet lag. I've traveled over the world so much. Like over continents. This is the first time I really felt jet lag. Because like I woke up after 4 hours of sleep. And I was like, my body's ready to wake up. But I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But why do I feel like I should be awake? Even though it wasn't even be awake time for Austria, though. It was midnight or so for Austria.
Mm.
But, like, I'm still, like, I guess kind of, like, in North America. Although even for North America, it wouldn't make sense. But, like, it's just all messed up. Jet lag! Ahoy! Yay!
Jet lag.
But then I went back to sleep. Don't worry, guys. And I think I got a good amount of sleep. Yeah. And I have to say... Japanese bakeries, big love. Big love, Japanese bakeries. Yum, 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 yum. Nihon no pan ya san suki. Asa gohan. Tasukarimasu.
Tasukarimasu.
So, jisaboke shiteru watashi. Yeah. Bow, bow.
Bow, bow.
I have not. I've actually, like, kind of missed, like, meeting Huamoko.
You have to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I will meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Soon.
It's gonna be interesting to see Furamoko.
I love them. You'll love them too. They're so cute. They're so fluffy and fuzzy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They won't let you touch your tail, so.
They want me to touch your tail?
No, they won't let you. Oh. They're so mean. They, like, hoard it.
I will gladly not touch their tail.
I see. We're built different. I understand.
Mm. Bow, bow. Bow, bow. Yeah, and, so is nah. Hopefully, Nerissa gets to meet more people.
We'll see. But either way, I guess we should...
Wait, can you... Just, if you're comfortable with it, roughly... Because I find it really funny. Explain that you, in two different locations, did not... We were thinking it might be Ina, but you weren't sure.
Oh... Well,
it's funny to me.
When I was waiting for Wawa, and suddenly I saw someone, and I was like, I don't know who this is. I've never seen them before. But
the aura.
Yeah, but the aura, because you know, the idol garb of protection was on.
Yeah.
The idol garb of protection. But yeah. I just had the vibe, you know, I could feel the priestess energy coming off, and I was like, oh my god. That's and I was like, oh, I might be crazy though, because you know, the idol shield of protection,
but you're not sure, so you didn't talk to
her. So I didn't talk to her, and then obviously I'm very recognizable with my freaky horns and that, but so
I don't think it's like more recognizable than her. Not necessarily, but
so she messaged me and she's like, hey, I think I just, like, saw you, Narissa. And I was like, oh, I think I just saw you too.
All right.
So then that was quite.
But then it happened again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't the second time when we were.
When she messaged you, it was the second time. Mm-hmm. It was the second time.
We're walking around outside and we saw each other again. And again, she was protected. So I was like, I just don't know. And I was like, I'm not going to go to this random person and be like, hi. Sorry, take off your sunglasses and your mask real quick. I need to see something.
Yeah, and if it really was someone else, it would be so, like, weird. Like, are you perhaps somebody I know?
And then you know, awkward situation. Because if she doesn't recognize me somehow, then she's going to be like, who is this random person? You know, so.
Yeah. Trying to be mindful.
Funny.
It was a good time. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I forced another tangent out.
Let me sleep. She's like 30 minutes max. She's a liar.
Well, how long has it been, guys?
Like 40.
Are you sure?
Go look when you posted your original tweet.
How long has it been?
That's a good question.
Well, 50 minutes. Oh my god, I'm totally abusing Narissa.
I'm forcing her, like, oh my god, I'm the worst senpai. She was like,
look, I know you're exhausted, but it'll just be 30 minutes.
She's suffering.
I am sleeping.
She's dying.
Let me go to sleep.
She's literally dying. Or else I'm gonna sleep here, and then what are you gonna do?
Then
you're gonna have
sleep
to...
in your room.
Huh? What are you gonna do?
I'll get that from you.
Yeah.
Yatta.
Oh, wow, red super chat. Sidonia, thank you.
Read it.
No.
Read it.
Have a wonderful time in Japan, Narissa. Thank you for the gorilla stream / spacious. P.S.
Spacious.
Am I allowed to say I love Kiana too? Of course.
You love me too.
But I just, as long as
I love you too.
Stop stealing my gel.
We all love each other too.
They're not tasty. They don't make good karage.
What do you mean, stop stealing? We can share, right? You have a lot of my fans who joined your membership.
I guess we can share.
Sharing is caring. Like, see, Rad is from me. Okay, God of Amiibo, you're not in the membership, but oopsie. Mm. Yeah, I see. Arthur, Nini Diesel, GCKE, So we're sharing and we're caring.
Okay. Well, they probably already follow you too, Sidonia.
Maybe, not necessarily, but maybe.
Maybe.
Well, thank you guys for being so sweet.
Yes.
And
thank
supportive.
Thank you for hanging out with your two hot girls here at Hololive.
Hot. Sexy. Spicy. Oh, 5 memberships.
Thank you.
Yeah, V-Faction, I know you're one of them. There you go. Okay, guys. So, see you 12 p.m. Narissa will call in too.
Be there, be square.
12 p.m. JST. Oh, Zipley memberships. Thank you. Why am I saying this like a star? Zipley is also looking.
Let me go. I need to sleep or I won't be awake for your stream tomorrow.
No, Narissa, this is too short.
No, it's not.
Okay. Who's respect? Who's requesting to speak? Take down your request. Okay. 失礼しました。最後全然日本語喋ってない。ごめんなさい。明日、キアラの方は配信2回あります。ナレシャちゃんは配信ないですけど、私の、昼の配信に突してくれます。Yay! See you tomorrow!
Bye bye!
Thank you for listening!
ありがとうございます。
聞いてくれてありがとう。
聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
ございます。
ございます。
And in German we say, Auf Wiedersehen!
Auf Wiedersehen!
バイバイバイバ
イバイバイバイバイ
バイバイお疲れ様
お疲れ様
Good
night You're such a dork
Wait, one more tangent We were underground because train and Narissa was like, oh, this is like in the game and yeah, it isn't like in the game
yeah,
I mean, if you play the game and you like go to Japan
and you're not so familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah, it's, that's what you think like, about. Incident. I was like, oh my god, we're about to get isekai'd into a never ending.
I was like, I gotta bring you to Shinjuku because Shinjuku is like the real deal. Even I, who lived in Japan for 3 years, even I get lost in Shinjuku station. Mm. Shinjuku eki, majide, mayochau kara.
Wow, nice Nihongo Josu.
Nihongo Josu desu. Arigato.
Arigato gozaimasu.
All right. And in German we say...
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Bye.
Bow, bow.
No, they're not here. They're saying you have to give up. You have to forgive yourself.
They're in my heart.
They're not here.
Bye-bye.
Oh my god, 10%. Oh, super chat! Read the super chat!
More stalling, Lamau.
Speech, thank you! More stall. No! Goodbye! Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Oh, they're listening? Wait, did they write? We would have seen that, right?
It?
Oh, maybe they see them here, because I just don't see them, but maybe they see them.
You see what?
That Bao Bao is, like, listening.
Oh!
Wait, what the fuck? It? Are they here?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. They see it differently. Were they in the space?
Mm-hmm.
Baba, we're here. Oh, really? Damn, Baba are observing us.
Yeah, of course they love me.
Oh.
All right. Goodbye. Stop stalling.
Bye-bye. I don't want to be observed. Bye-bye. I'm scared. Bye-bye.